This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. A big city library has turned around the way it deals with some of its most marginalized visitors. The Dallas Public Library has committed to not just tolerating, but welcoming every homeless person who walks through the door. Dallas in the winter isn't exactly Siberia. On the day I spoke with 55-year-old David Jackson, though, it snowed, and the temps didn't crack 30 degrees.
It's cold. It's dark. And you got to lay your head down a spot that you feel safe. You just can't just lay down on anywhere.
Jackson usually sleeps under a bridge. He hasn't had a place to live in a very long time.
I've been homeless off and on a good 20 years of my life. You know, I'm an alcoholic. You know, I got issues, a lot of issues.
His issues include both addiction and mental illness. And the downtown Dallas Library is a haven on a raw January day.
The library is a good place for the homeless. It's warm. You got different floors to go to. You got your own space. You know, you ain't crowded.
Which sums up why so many homeless men and women gather at the library. It's clean. It's quiet. There's plenty to do. And in Dallas, the library tries to be welcoming.
We started out about 5 years ago, really engaging them as they came into the building. Simply smiling and making eye contact and getting to know them as human beings was our first step, and it made a huge difference.
Joe Gadice is the city's director of libraries. She says this attitude adjustment is working. There have been fewer outbursts from homeless patrons inside the library, and not one official complaint lodged against a homeless person in more than a year. The downtown library has taken down all the no signs, no eating, no drinking, no sleeping, for example, and replaced them with signs that say things like, respect others. On days when the temperatures dip below freezing, staffers open up a little early.
Around 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, depending on when we get it together, we do open the doors on the first floor and allow folks, everyone in. And we take an extra step and we actually serve hot coffee.
The library's Heather Lowe runs that early morning coffee show.
We have space and it doesn't take much effort other than maybe setting your alarm a little bit earlier to come in and just be with people and bring them out of the cold and have some conversation.
She loves how the ritual has helped the folks who work at the library figure out just how diverse the homeless population is.
They are concert pianists, or, you know, they graduated with an engineering degree, and it's really impressed upon me and staff here across the library that, you know, the only thing standing between any of us and homelessness is really a social safety net and a bad circumstance, some kind of catastrophe.
Which is why every January, library employees volunteer for the point-in-time homeless count. As Joe Gadice points out, it's a grueling nighttime exercise where people count the homeless where they live, on the street.
It is probably the longest, coldest, hardest night of your life. At the same time, it is heartwarming. At the end of the night, most of the team was crying, seeing the environments that people were living in out on the street.
Cindy Crane runs the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance. She's also a member of the KERA Community Advisory Board. She says the count doesn't work without a lot of people counting.
Because we're talking about such an extraordinarily large geographic area, both Dallas and Collin County, in order for that count to be accurate, you literally have to have hundreds of volunteers to do a blitz count, all to go out on one night.
The library is a reliable source of volunteers. 40 staffers signed up last year. The library expects even more to turn out on January 26th. Gadice says that one cold night of harsh reality is a worthwhile window into a very different world.
There are people, we know them, so we want to make their lives better. We're striving to do that every day, and this is just another opportunity.
An opportunity to change the lives of those being counted, and to change the view of those doing the counting. Courtney Collins, KERA News.